We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting around 10 lines down by the two dots. Amru la hareini nazira be'ikvech. If someone says to her friend, I want to be nazira like you, like after you, Lashon Ekev, Taisa says there could be two pshat in the word Ekev. We'll speak it out in a second. Mao, what does she mean? Hareini be'ikvech be'kula milsa v'sharya. Does she mean, I want to be like you in everything, in all aspects, and therefore if you have a hafara, mine is yours to fall apart also? Or it just means, like what you're saying now, I want to go after you, and then halacha is asr. And like, so the shaila is, what does she mean when she says, I want to be like you? Does she mean across the board? Or does she only mean, like, I want to be a nazir like you, but after hafara, that I'm not counting. And Taisus explains, the word Ekev can mean either a lotion of like your heel, which means like walking, and therefore I want to follow you on your whole derech, and if you're mutter, I'll also be mutter. Or Be'ikvech is a lotion of like Ekev Asusham Avram V'Kaili, which means that I'm going to be like you now, but not going to go after you on the way. Matthew on the way. I want to be like you, Vani. It's like saying Vani. We know Pasha Vani, it's definitely Megas guys, therefore it doesn't fall apart. Here it's a little bit different Lashon. Here it says, I want to go after you, but Ikvech. So there maybe the Lashon means that I want to follow you completely. If you become Mutta, I want to come Mutta also. That's the Gemara Shiloh. If you say Vani, we know that it is Chal, and if the Chavrat has Afara, it does not work for me. But here it's maybe better. Tashima. And her Baal says Va'ani. Isha was Noida Menazah, and the Baal said Va'ani. The halacha is Einu Yachal Hafer. The husband cannot be made for Neda anymore. V'sakadayitach ke'omala hareini be'ikvech. Be'ikur komatvis. If the halacha is that when you say hareini be'ikvech, then only be'ikur komatvis. But you don't follow her completely. So we are assuming the reason why the husband cannot make hafara here, because if he makes hafara, his neder will fall apart. That's what we're assuming pshat is. But here, it's be'ikur kamatvis. So your neder won't fall apart. And his neder will stand. Therefore, who do loy matzi mefer? He can't be, who do loy matzi mefer? Ha'isha the Amra Harein Bekveich, he nami mutaris. So therefore here, because if he does the hafara, he's in mimut, he can't do it. But what Aisha said on a chavrata Harein Bekveich, on a friend Harein Bekveich, if the friend becomes mutter, she will also become mutter. So we have to analyze Gemara. Gemara is just a kapella. But the Gemara is comparing the husband's va'ani to say the Harein Bekveich. And we're saying like this. If Harein Bekveich means that it's not going to follow the chavrata through and through, that means even if she becomes mutter, I won't become mutter. So then it's good. So then it's shver. Why can't you be made for? Why can't I be made for the wife's thing? Because it's not going to have effect on me. But if you say rein mikvech means that I'm going to follow you completely, so here I can't be made for because I can't be made for my own neder. The only question is, why is va'ani like hareini mikvech? We just said before, va'ani is not like hareini mikvech. Hareini mikvech is a special lashon. Means I'm going to follow you. Where is va'ani like hareini mikvech? That Tosis question, I find that Tosis in Ozer basically asks almost every question you could think of. It's an unbelievable thing, happens to be. But so Tosis asks this question, and he says, Tosis in the middle of the Maslow V'i. He asks this kasha, what in those shaykhs? So Tosis Teretz is hard to understand, but Tosis Teretz is that the Va'ani of a husband means Hareini Be'ikveh. Since he knows he has the power to do Afara, so when he says va'ani, so it's his das is to be exactly like her through and through, because he knows he has the power to make ha'afara. Those are the words of Taisus. I don't understand it so good. But since he has the power of ha'afara, therefore va'ani is like reini mikveh. And therefore Gemara's question is, that l'chayra bishlam, if you say that he will become mutawo, so then I understand why in yachal ha'afir. But if the reini mikveh just means right the way you are right now, so what's the problem? Why can't he be made for? So Moses says, no. And you don't become mutter from her. So why can't you do afaro? It's kilu. You said, "Kayim, I'm a kayim the neder." And if you make a she'ela on the comma, good. If not, not. So therefore, the problem is kavani is a comma. That's the shayla. That's the taina over here. So, like upon a worm punch the shayla by rein v'ikvech or not. And this is not a little problem. They also, but we're not going to get into that other kashas. But kaponim, this is the gemara we're reading beikvech. We want to be gerayif from vani. We say no vani. The reason is that's kiyim and not because of that. It's beikur kamatvis. It's not the pshat that would bring a raya. That the reason why in yochel hafer is because that you be with through the whole derech. It's not why in yochel hafer. Really, it's only beikur kamatvis. And the reason why in yochel hafer is because you mekayim the neder. Good machine. Hareini nozev at. It says in the Mishnah, if someone says, "I want to be a nozer," and you also telling his wife at va'amra amein, she says amein, meifer shalah v'shloi kayim. He's meifer hers, but his is kayim. And it's coming to contrast the other case where she says hareini nazir va'ata, and then he says amein. So in that case, he can't be made for the nether because then his nether will also fall apart. The case is a rainy nozer va'at and v'omra amein meifers of shloi kaim. Reminu asa kasha. It says in the bright story, rainy nozer va'at v'omra amein shneim asurim. If someone says, Reuven says, "I'm going to be a nozer," and he tells his wife va'at, you also, and she says amein, the loch is they are both asurim, shneim asurim, v'im lav shneim matarim pleishatolo nidroi benidro. But if she does not say amen, then both nedarim are not chal. Why? Because we assume when you say rein nozer v'at, it's like saying I'll be a nozer if you will be a nozer. If it's like saying imat, and therefore if you're makabel good, they're both aser. If not, then both amutav shetalo nidroi benidroi. That's the halacha, right? That you see like this because it's like saying rein nozer imat. Even if you don't say im, that's what it looks like. And if we have a kash on a Mishnah, it says that if ki amulah rei nazer and you say va'at that you can make and she says amen, so it's made for shalosh shloi kayim l'chayra. How do you do that? L'chayra it's tali zevazeh. If you're going to make for her neder, so then your neder will be bottle also because it's tali zevazeh. Our Mishnah says that you can make for shalosh. Here's a shneim asurim. Why shneim asurim when she says amen? Because once she says amen, then you cannot be made for it because then you're going to ruin yours. And lo yachal devar. Zok de Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Tani, Mefer Shalom, Vishloi Kayam. You put in the words in the Brisa, Mefer Shalom, Vishloi Kayam. And the way you read the Brisa is like this. It says in the Brisa, Shneim Asurim, before the Hafara. Once you make the Hafara, Altaka be Shalom, Vishloi Kayam. And Avada, you see from the Sefer, the Tal Nidra Ibn Nidra, so it's good, says that both Mutter, you still could do it. Why? Because you hold Megas guys. So Pshat is like this. That if you say Harei Nazir, and you say Va'at, she says Amen, they're both Asir. If you're made for it, you can make for her, it's not yours. I, Tal Zevzeh, no problem. It's Baal Megas guys. It goes Mekan La'aba. If she never Mekabal the Nazir, not the Naziris, then both are mutter, because Tali Zavazah. So there's three levels. If it's not a faro, shneim asurim. If he wants to be made for, he's made for shalah, but shalai kayim. Why? Because Megas guys. Third level is, she never wants a kabbal, shneim mutarim. That's the first mahalach, Rav Yehuda's mahalach in the Braisa, to answer the kashta Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said that made for shalah, here's master shneim, pastor's master shneim asurim, no matter what. And by your mahafilatim, Tani Braisa, Kigoin, the Ka'am Allah, Hare Nozav At, the Katali Nidra Nidra. The Bryce is talking about where you said, Hare Nozav At, that they are Tali Nidra Nidra. What does that mean? So, Pashtus, it means you spoke out the word V'im. That's the Taisus learns. Pirish, Bryce is going to Am Allah, Hare Nozav V'im At. That's what you said. Spoke out clear. Our Mishnah, that's the V'im. Masisim Kigoin, the Am Allah, Hare Nozav At Mai. What about you? Not V'im Mai, but At Mai. What about you? The more teretz is fi'abai, simple teretz. You're right. You make a tenai. You're right. And avada like Tosfos speaks out. The brayso will have to hold mekar akar. The holds akir and mafreya. If you make a tenai and then you made for one, you made for the other one. That's the LB, because it holds Mak Beik Arka. I, our Mishnah is not a steer to this Brisa. You know why? Because our Mishnah never tells that was there. You just asked, but Atmai, what about you? So it actually comes out, he said, this Brisa is actually going Mak Arka, even if Paschal for Megas guys, this Brisa holds Mak Arka, Fiyah Bayer. Akaponim, the difference between our Mishnah and this will be, is it a Tanai or not? That will be the difference between the Mishnah and the Brisa.